This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and you, as always, can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the number for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. You go, check it out. It will cost you nothing. freetalklive.com. We've got lots to talk about tonight. It's been a huge week. If you are a Saturday-only listener, you've been not tuned into what's been going on in America, there's been some major freedom-damaging legislation that has been passed. It definitely deserves some more discussion. That's going to be going on here tonight. Of course, whatever it is that's on your mind as well, once again, the toll-free number for you, 1-800-259-9231. So we could start with the freedom-damaging legislation stuff, or we could start light, Mark. I'll let you choose.
Let's start light.
All right, we'll start light. And this one from ABC News. Here's a shocking report. The sexes are different.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a surprise.
Well, this is radical. According to ABC News, people joke about the differences between men and women. Men don't listen. Women can't read maps. Men snore more often. Women are less likely to have affairs. But are men and women really different, or are those statements just myths? Well, it turns out that science says men and women are actually different. Can you believe this?
No.
Revelations here. At the University of Rochester, students were blindfolded and then led through a maze of tunnels that run underneath the campus. The experimenter stayed behind them and guided them with a tap on the shoulder so they wouldn't run into anyone. When the women were asked where a college building was, they rarely knew. Men, however, have a better sense of spatial relations, according to the experiment. So most of the men in the experiment knew roughly where they were. Now, this is, I think what this article does is it just sort of gathers a variety of different articles about men and women.
Yeah, because I've heard that same...
Some that we've touched on in the past and sort of just gathers them all into the same place.
Okay, because I thought this sounds like an old article.
No, it's brand new. And if you've got comments here on just some of the differences maybe that you've noticed in your relationships... Feel free to chime in at 800-259-9231. I find them interesting. I mean, it's silly for people to suggest that women and men are the same. I mean, there are some things that women are really great at that we just can't hack it. And there's some things that men are better at than women. You know, they're just not.
I'm scared to even make any generalizations.
Well, let the scientists make the generalizations then. Because, and to be fair, it's not fair to generalize.
It isn't.
There are exceptions to every rule. There are exceptions to all of the things that we're going to say.
It's just a plot point on a line, and then you know, an average of all men and all women, and you know, the plot point goes this way for men and that way for women, I think, is the way they're trying to
say. But basically, the suggestion is that women are not quite so good at directions, and men are. Well, in contrast... At York University in Toronto,
I would back that up with real life experience.
You're backing it up that women are not good at directions.
My experience is that women are not good with directions.
Is absolutely.
I certainly haven't met all women. I haven't even met close to all of them, but I've had plenty of ex girlfriends and they get lost in the backyard.
Yeah, seriously, you're not actually exaggerating there. You're barely exaggerating.
Barely exaggerating.
My old girlfriend would get lost if you put her in a cardboard box. She wouldn't be sure how she got in.
Yeah.
Anyway, in contrast, though, at York University in Toronto, students were asked to wait in a cluttered room. After 2 minutes, the experimenter moved them to another room and then asked the students to tell him every object in the original room that they could remember. Now, what do you think the results were here?
Okay, so they're remembering objects in the room.
That's right. Between women and men.
I'd have to say that women would do better on this.
Women typically gave incredibly detailed answers. The men were more likely to say things like, I don't know, there was some stuff in there. Many women went...
You know, I had a girlfriend that said she dated men based solely upon what shoes they were wearing.
Really?
Yeah. Is it the dumbest thing you've ever
brand
heard?
Brand of shoe? The color of shoe?
Style of shoe? I don't know. I always thought...
I will not date a man who wears sandals.
I just thought it was stupid, so I, you know, put it out of my mind. I considered myself, you know, reasonably lucky to have been wearing the right shoes at the right time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, put it out
of my
mind.
You could have been disqualified.
Absolutely would have been disqualified, apparently.
Wow. If you've ever met somebody with a silly rule like that, I'd like to hear about it. That's just some silly disqualifying rule. I don't date men who wear glasses. 800-259-9231. So the women in the study, compared to the men who said, well, there's some, I don't know, there was stuff. The women went on and on about what they remembered in the room. And I've got to say, this one, I agree. I mean, based on my limited experience, my current girlfriend is so good at remembering details like that. I mean, so good, I'm shocked at how she can remember stuff. Little details about what somebody looked like or, you know, details about somebody's face or the color of their, you know, color, the length of their hair, what was on their shirt. I mean, just stuff that I just don't pick up on. It's just not critical information for me. And not that it's critical for them either, right? But for some reason, they zero in on this stuff. It's amazing. Is that one that you've experienced as well? Just extreme attention to detail?
Yeah, they just pay more attention to detail. I just don't care.
Right, I don't either. I don't know if I'm not sure. Do they care?
I think they must.
But my current girlfriend, at least, is somebody who doesn't care really about how other people look, per se. But she sure does pick up on that information. It's amazing to me.
I don't know.
And she'll ask me, oh, did you see what, you know, did you see so-and-so or did you see this after we've left somewhere? And I'll say, no. No, I'll take your word for it. I mean, I will take your word for it because I know you remember this stuff. 800-259-9231. Why are there differences like that or more men at the top level or more men at the top levels of science, asks ABC News. And by the way, they got, I guess, a full report on this on tonight's 2020. Is it as transgendered Stanford University neurobiologist Ben Barr says, all because of sexism, or is it inborn, caused by the bath of testosterone that boys get in the womb? June Reinisch, a former Kinsey Institute director, studied data on thousands of baby girls and boys, and she concluded that there were just inborn differences. For instance, girls sat up without support earlier than boys did. And I think it's important to
look... How many babies?
Thousands.
Okay.
Of baby girls and boys. I think it's important to look at this stuff because looking at infants, because infants aren't affected as much by their environment, right? I mean, because there's certainly cultural differences, environmental differences over time. It's not fair to look at the behavior of, say, an 18-year-old male and an 18-year-old female in America, and then go and compare them to 18-year-old males and females in the heart of the dark heart of Africa, for instance. It's just, there's too much of a difference going on.
Okay.
But looking at infants and looking at the way they behave, they haven't been affected by culture and that sort of thing. Anyway, so girls sat up without support earlier than boys did. Boys crawled independently away from their caretaker earlier than girls. So boys more willing to get away from their parents sooner than the girls were.
That makes, I suppose that makes some sense with my beliefs about the genders.
Still, one could argue that even those differences happen because of some early sexist parenting. But how do you explain behavior differences in newborns? So when they look at babies in the first 72 hours of life, they find that males and females are not identical in the way they behave. Males, for instance, startle more than females. If you give a little puff of air on their abdomen, they startle much bigger and are much more likely to startle than females. And females rhythmically mouth, they suck on their tongues, they move their lips and so forth more than males do. Could this explain the myth that men don't listen? Well, the male brain actually has a harder time processing the female voice versus the male voice, which is a possible explanation as to why we don't listen when our wives call us.
Awesome.
And I think it's part that, and part you just don't want to hear it. I think it's, you know, it's two-sided coin there. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. You can take control of the airways, bring up anything. Paul in Delaware, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
All right, how you guys doing?
Paul, what's on your mind?
Yeah, first, it's Free Talk Live, so let me talk, Ian. First, I'd like to talk about your last comment, as I was, you cut me off the airways last time when I was talking about moon landings. You said that you thought that the moon landing conspiracy was a lot more interesting than the 9/11 conspiracy. And first, I'd like to say, when you've got authors like David Ray Griffin and physicists and others that are coming forward about the truth regarding 9/11, I don't see how that you could not get it through your thick skull unless you're a total cover artist. And every time you promote 2020, it's no wonder.
A cover artist? What is that supposed to mean? Hold on, Paul. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. Free talk.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizedDC.org. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Today is September 29, 2006. Gold opened at $5.99 an ounce, and gold coins can be purchased for $6.31.39. Again, that's $6.31.39 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. With a slow economy, real estate prices dropping, war on terrorism, the economical climate in the United States is questionable. U.S. citizens work a third of their life just to cover tax liabilities. Bankruptcies continue to weaken our financial institutions. Midas is offering the 2007 Red Book, a guide for U.S. gold and silver coins. Many of you are considering getting involved, but before you purchase precious metals, pick up a copy for reference at 1-800-686-2237. Or to evaluate the position you have already accumulated, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Your number to dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, something you need to know, you'll find out. If you're on the updates list, get on it by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our website, it is totally free. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Paul in Delaware is in an accusatory mood tonight. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, I'm in an accusatory mood. Yeah, I like how you try to make me look bad as we come in from the commercials. The bottom line is, yeah, I know. Just let me have my Free Talk segment, Ian. The bottom line is, I was attacked and shut off the air talking about a moon landing theory was more interesting than the 9/11, and I...
Oh, just barely. It's really not that much more interesting, and they both been rebuffed fairly effectively at this point.
Yeah, I know. The 9/11, you know, with people out there, PhD professors of physics and people writing books that have done an excellent job, and anyone that's got a brain can do their own homework, I suggest you go do it, people, instead of listening
to
this.
I've looked at the information, Paul. Do you want to explain to me how they got the multiple pounds of explosives that they would need in there?
You want to have this discussion?
Buildings?
Let's go.
Hmm?
First, we have Larry Silverstein, the lease owner of the building, saying that he admits to pulling the building on 9/11.
No, he didn't admit to that, actually. He said pull it on an interview. And he was talking about pulling people out of the buildings. He didn't know there wasn't anybody in the buildings
at the
time.
You are a deceiver, Ian. The name of the PBS documentary.
Why don't you explain this to me, sir? Why don't you explain why it is that the
talking or not?
No, I'm going to rebuff the point that you made, and then you can come back on that. Why don't you explain if it's true that the owner or the leaseholder of the building, Silverstein, if he was behind destroying the buildings, why hasn't the insurance companies outed him on that? Why haven't they held his feet to the flame and gone after him? Hmm?
A liar. Now, the name of the documentary is called
America
Rebuilds.
You were just talking the whole time, weren't you? Did you even hear what I said, Paul?
Did you hear what I said? Are you going to keep
America Rebuilds. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
You're going to have to respond to my point if you want to continue this conversation. There are multiple insurance companies, but why haven't at least one of the insurance companies gone after this same line of thinking that you're going after, to suggest that if Silverstein was behind destroying the building, why haven't they investigated that and come out and attacked
him? I heard you. You don't have to keep on rambling. Why hasn't the insurance company? First of all, I don't have time for the insurance company, and what does that have to do with the evidence, Ian?
The evidence, Paul, then the insurance company would look at the evidence and they would draw a conclusion and they would say, sorry, pal, can you pot him down?
Again.
It'll piss him off even more. Just pot him down, please. Tim, would you please pot him down? Thanks. What is he talking about, Mark? The insurance company, did you hear him just blow off the insurance company as though they don't mean anything? Isn't the purpose of blowing up, if you're following the conspiracy theory concept, right, the plot is that Larry Silverstein blew up the buildings. He admitted it on television, saying he pulled it. That's construction term or destruction term for destroy the building, right? If that's true, the idea was for him to cash in, right?
Well, I suppose that you could make some kind of link between the insurance companies and Larry Silverstein, and I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I don't believe this line of reasoning.
Nobody has made that link, and he just blew it off. All right, Paul, now your response, sir.
Yeah, once again, I cannot explain to you why the insurance company is not going after that line of thinking. But what does that have to do with the evidence and getting it through your thick skull?
It has everything to do with the fact
that the evidence is
crap. If the evidence was anything decent, insurance companies would not have paid out on the policy.
Ian, your show is crap. And it's unfortunate.
That's why you keep calling, Paul. Thanks for the call.
I called
800-259-9231. Thanks for the call, Paul. Bye-bye. 1-800-259-9231. No, it's just amazing to me that you can just dodge that one. I mean, you're supposed to be the ones in search of truth. Well, why don't you truth seekers go talk to the multiple, it wasn't just one.
No.
The multiple insurers of the World Trade Centers and ask them, say, well, look at all this evidence out here. There's so much evidence. Why haven't you why did you pay out on these buildings if indeed there's so much evidence that Larry Silverstein and the rest of the, and his cronies were behind the destruction
you
of the buildings.
I can't believe that $3.5 billion, which is what these buildings were insured for, $3.5 billion is going to pay for the rebuilding or the cleanup. That's another fact. And even if it's $7 billion, it seems to me like he's still probably going
to
come up in the
There's no point in bringing facts to the table when you're talking to a true believer. Now, look, I want to make it clear. I don't believe the government story, and I don't believe the conspiracy theory story. Maybe there's some gems of truth within both of them. I don't know. And nor do I care what the real truth is. But I know that in reality, in the real world, insurance companies do not want to pay out on false claims. In fact, insurance companies, even on health insurance and little people,
they don't want to pay out on real life claims.
When you're dealing with just an individual with a single health care policy, if you claim that you hurt your back, the insurance company might just investigate your claims to make sure that you really did hurt your back, because they don't want to be paying out to some scam artist. And if you don't think they're gonna, if you think they're going to investigate somebody trying to scam them for $100,000, you better believe they're going to be ultra serious about investigating a $3.5 billion claim. How you can just brush that aside, I don't understand. I think that just simply points out that you really don't care about
the
truth.
And the conspiracy would have to be mighty large if in fact the buildings were blown up like seven. If Larry Silverstein pulled seven, that means that there were a large amount of explosives down beneath seven, building number seven. So
throughout the building, you know, I don't think that you can get away with just one layer of I don't know anything about controlled demolitions, but I'm pretty sure you have to have
seven's not as big as the others. I don't know. Whatever. There's got to be a bunch of explosives.
Yeah.
And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people on that site every day for the last 5 years. Are you telling me that somebody hasn't done explosive tests?
There's doctors, people with PhDs saying things, Mark. There's truth out there. I mean, it's just crazy. If there were really evidence, then the insurance companies would be all over them for it. Let's talk to Josh in Washington, listening on KUSA. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind, Josh?
Well, I just wanted to make a quick comment about the last caller. I just think he needs to get a girlfriend.
what do you think that would help him with? He's a little pent up, huh?
Well, I just think he's got a little too much extra time on his hands.
You know, I think Paul's probably got like several girlfriends running.
What? No way.
I bet he does.
You got to have a lot of time to do all this research that they want you to do.
He's a pretty smooth dude.
But then, you know, the thing is this: you can find a conspiracy anywhere you want to. If you look hard enough, you can make up your own conspiracies about anything. And
sure.
I think the whole thing about 9/11, you know, I mean, it was a tragedy, it was horrible, but come on, you know, to say that our government was in on all this, that's just absolutely asinine.
You know, I don't know what the true story was. Maybe there was one or two people or five people involved in it from the government. But to say that there was this grand conspiracy of thousands of people being involved and bombs in the buildings is just nuts. Thanks for the call. We're coming back with more Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
The show is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. I want to bring up virtually anything. Again, 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is on the house. Unlike those other talk shows that want to charge you $5, $6, or $7 a month, we give it all away at freetalklive.com, including live streams. So, for instance, if you're a listener to our Saturday show on your local radio station, but you don't get the show during the week, you can always listen online for free via the live streams, broadband version and a dial-up version for those of you stuck in the 20th century at freetalklive.com.
What does a person who's been called aggressively nonpartisan sound like? A lot like a libertarian. Sometimes. Check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin and see why he thought the Free Talk Live audience would respond to his ad. Get the podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
Now, I just want to touch again on our position, or at least my position, and you can chime in with yours, of course, Mark, on this whole conspiracy theory 9/11 truth thing. We had Josh in Washington a moment ago suggest that it was ludicrous to suggest that the government could be involved in something like this. And I don't know. I don't know. I think I kind of subscribe to your... I think you've suggested before on the air that it's possible that maybe there might have been some upper echelon government people involved in making decisions on this, but really it couldn't have been more than five people, right? It couldn't have been more than a handful at most.
Right, I can't imagine more than...
The wider a conspiracy spreads,
right. if there were 100 people involved, don't you think one of them would have broken ranks? One of them would have said, "Oh my,
easily could have."
God,
easily
oh
could
my
have.
God, I can't believe we killed 3,000 Americans.
Or I didn't sign up for this. This isn't what I expected it to be.
I could be a multimillionaire if I come through with the book deal on this baby. Let's go, deep throat all the way.
Either way,
I can't imagine it's more than a dozen.
To suggest
if there's that many.
To suggest that government couldn't be involved, I think, is a little myopic. I think it's certainly possible. Whether it's probable or not, that's up for question.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe it either way.
If it was going to happen, that would have to be very few.
I don't know what to believe. All I know is, based on the government story, I don't believe that, and I don't believe what the conspiracy theorists say either. And as I pointed out before, we really didn't get into detail on it, neither, as far as which one's true, doesn't matter to me. It's interesting and everything. If all of the information was to all of a sudden come out and be concrete, and nobody could deny what the truth was tomorrow, we'd report on it, and it would be very interesting, but it'd be irrelevant as far as what we need to do now. Because regardless of whether it was just a bunch of Al-Qaeda members or CIA secret operatives or whoever it was that was involved in 9/11, the result has been the government has gotten bigger.
Bigger, right.
The government has gotten more intrusive, more oppressive than it ever has been in the past. And it continues on this path towards tyranny, the path towards the police state. These are the undeniable things that have been happening in the wake of 9/11. What happened before 9/11? Up for debate. And you guys can debate it as long as you want. You guys can do all the research that you want to do, and you can yell at each other on internet forums all you want to. Fine. If that's how you want to spend your free time, great. We'll be busy.
I like tropical fish.
We'll be busy spending our free time on things that interest us, like the Free State Project, like we did today, Mark. What did we do today?
Well, we went out and did a barn raising at Lauren Canario's house.
Not much research can be going on while you're doing barn raisings.
No, I was busy researching the mixing of cement is what I was researching.
And we were laying some concrete bricks in there, and there was about 20 people,
building
actually.
A footer.
Yeah, there was about 20 people that actually showed up for this thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, people as young as, what, 4? I mean, there was a very young man that was at this thing. And,
he might have been 5 or 6.
People up in there, I would say up in their early 60s, late 50s. So
I think they were older than that, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, there was a variety of people, and they were all there to help out Ms. Lauren Canario and her husband, Jim. Of course, as you know, if you've been a dedicated listener to the show, you know that Lauren Canario is currently in a jail cell.
Mm-hmm.
She's
apparently sitting on a front porch.
Right.
Step.
She was arrested in New London, Connecticut for sitting on a front porch of one of the houses that has been involved in this New London eminent domain scam.
The Kelo versus New London case that was decided last year,
right,
by the United States Supreme Court. And, you know, just some of the worst new freedom, you know, worst property rights news that Americans have received in a very long time.
And this is another example of an issue that doesn't require a lot of research in order for you to generate an opinion on. I mean, the fact is, government at all levels, state, local, I guess federal does it too, state, local, and federal, is stealing people's property from them at gunpoint and turning it over to other individuals, private companies, that
mm-hmm.
sort of thing. And it's,
in this case, it's the Pfizer Corporation.
Yes, and others. It's just disgusting, and it needs to be stood up against, which is what Lauren was doing when she was arrested. When she was arrested by the police, she is known for non-cooperation. This is like her trademark at this point. She is my hero for it. She does not cooperate with the police. She will not go willingly with them. She doesn't fight them, but she does not cooperate. She doesn't walk. She doesn't assist them in any way. So they must carry her from place to place and that sort of thing. Well, the cops don't like that, and they don't know how to handle it. So they have thrown her into solitary confinement in the mental ward.
This is a person that's not speaking. And
right. She won't answer questions.
Not following orders. I don't know that solitary confinement makes any sense for her.
Well, they're trying to punish her for not being a good little prisoner. And so she's in the mental ward, solitary confinement, and we found out today that apparently she is shackled almost 24 hours a day while she's in her cell by herself. They have her shackled, legs and hands. Which is just so cruel and unusual, in my opinion.
It really is. Can you imagine being locked up in a room by yourself and being handcuffed and leg shackled?
I don't think they treat murderers that way.
And, I mean, this is a person that hasn't been charged with a crime. Or, excuse me, hasn't been convicted of a crime.
No, she's waiting for her court trial, which is in about a month's time.
And so what, she has a month to look forward to this because she's exercising her right not
to remain
speak?
Silent.
And
yep.
to not, I mean, you know, why should she get up and walk when the cop tells her to walk? She hasn't been convicted of anything. She's not their inmate.
Well, she is. She's in the jail.
She's in the jail.
And they're treating her like crap. So we went there to help them out because they were building a house together, and so it was obviously just her husband, and he certainly could have used the help, and that's what we were doing. We weren't sitting in front of books doing research, looking at what people think about 9/11, because it's totally irrelevant. Totally. What matters is what the government is doing to our freedoms today, and we've got more to talk about on that aspect of things. That's coming up a little bit later, this torture bill that was passed earlier
this week. I don't think that 9/11 is totally irrelevant.
I think the truth behind 9/11 is pretty irrelevant.
I don't think you're going to convince anybody with... you're never going to out anything.
Let's take a random caller and ask him his opinions. Jesse in Florida, how relevant is the truth behind 9/11? Your honest thoughts.
I'd have to agree with you guys. It's not exactly something that changes my life. I saw Loose change, and the first couple days afterwards, I was really, you know, excited, and I thought, oh, my God, what is this? And I showed a couple of my best friends, and then actually, ironically, the next couple of days, you guys talked about it, and I realized you were right. It doesn't really matter.
I saw it, too. This is Loose change is one of the more popular conspiracy theory movies. I saw it, too, and it was very persuasive. And then when I found loosechangeguide.com, which just decimates the movie's claims, just destroys it, claim by claim, they go through and just analyze it all and just pick it to pieces. I felt I was embarrassed that I had been so easily manipulated by a slick piece of movie making.
Me too. I was happy that I'd only shown it to a couple of my close friends, because if I'd shown it to any more people, I would have felt much more embarrassed.
No doubt. So, Jesse, what was on your mind tonight, sir?
I don't know if you guys have talked about the cop shooting that happened this week on I-4.
No, Interstate 4? What happened?
Yeah, in Lakeland, between the corridor of Tampa to Orlando,
mm-hmm.
there was a man who apparently is from Jamaica. The news reports have been all over the place. He was pulled over, and the cop was questioning him about his identity, and he ran from the cops. He got really nervous, and the cop pursued him into the woods. They called for backup, and he shot two cops and a dog. And afterwards, they basically just closed down Lakeland. Traffic on I-4 was awful. They had snipers just standing on the side of the road.
Let's talk about it. I want to come back more with more. Hang on, Jesse. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. The police sure don't like it when you kill another cop.
No.
We'll come back. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll free number 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, whether it be archives, the bulletin board system, updates, live streaming, it's all totally free. So we do ask that you shop with us in order to help defray some of those costs of the website. Because, again, the other shows want to charge you for their sites. We just give it away. Though we do have stuff. We've got T-shirts. We've got Free Talk Live shirts. We've got Free Talk Live hats. We've got classic archives, DVD sets there for you at store.freetalklive.com. So place your order today. Again, store.freetalklive.com. We're going back to Jesse in Florida. You know what, Jesse, now that I think of it, I did hear something about the cops killing someone who allegedly had killed some cops. I didn't realize where it was happening. I didn't really look into it too much. But you're saying that apparently some guy allegedly killed a couple cops on Interstate 4 in Florida, and they shut down the entire area?
Well, they shut down all the schools because he was armed, and they said he was dangerous. And my friend and I were talking about it, and all over the news that he reporting as if he was, you know, the evilest man in the country, and it was a big deal here. And when they shot him, the newscaster on the morning radio show actually said they took down this cop killer, and as nobody knew really what happened because he was shot in the middle of a dense forest, and you know, it's all kind of sketchy. And on top of that, it's, according to the Sarasota Herald Tribune, over 500 cops were involved in the investigation.
Jeez, good Lord.
And when someone else is shot, they don't, you know, close down the school.
Heck no, I mean, they don't.
Yeah. Mm-mm. We had a friend whose roommate was just shot in the head, and
wow,
there's a guy out there with a gun, and there are schools around here. Why don't they shut down the schools?
In fact, most murders, Jesse, aren't even solved. Like something
exactly.
Like 85% of murders, just pulling that statistic out of nowhere, just what I remember, are never solved by the police. But you better believe they double and triple their efforts when it comes to solving a cop killing crime. And by the way, it's still alleged that he killed the cops.
It's not a fair comparison. Well, did the cops allegedly kill him, Ian?
Yeah, I said that.
Okay. I don't think that's a completely fair comparison in that, you know, if someone is murdered and they don't know who the perpetrator is, well, obviously they're not going to send 500 cops after somebody they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of if they do know who the perpetrator is, they're clearly not going to send 500 cops. And
right.
I mean, I think that everyone knows that cops are a gang that looks out for themselves first.
Yep.
And you know, all that stuff you see on the TV about the internal investigations being the bad guys and stuff like that, my experience in law enforcement, and it's not minimal, is that internal investigations really isn't much of a player at all.
All right. So, Jesse, any other details you wanted to share on the story?
Well, since there was a canine unit involved, we were all wondering if there was drug activity, if the man was pulled over because he was suspected of having drugs in his blood.
Mm.
And it says here that according to Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd, in his car was discovered a book detailing his drug transactions, and the sheriff says, "We're coming after you." He said about individuals believed to be named in the book, "We're going to put you in jail."
Oh.
So not only did they get to shoot a man, but they also have apparently names of people who are allegedly involved with drugs.
Oh, boy. You know what? So basically what you're saying here, Jesse, is that none of this would have happened if it weren't for the insane war on drugs.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let me expound on that.
You want to stop violent crime?
You want to stop cops from being killed?
You want to put, say, 80% of violent crime, do you want to make it stop tomorrow? Legalize drugs. Every last one of them. Legalize them.
You're so radical, Mark. We can't do that. People will be using drugs in the streets.
Maybe so. Do you notice that people commit crimes while using drugs, or do you notice that people commit crimes in order to use drugs?
The latter.
Right. They're committing crimes so that they can get money to do more.
And
but
people are already doing drugs in the streets.
People aren't committing crimes in order to smoke cigarettes or drink alcohol.
Except in New York City, where they are. They're smashing into...
Well, that's because cigarettes cost $9 a pack because they've jacked the taxes up on them.
Yep.
So it's all about the price, and the war on drugs makes the price of drugs prohibitively high. So you can't work at Arby's and be able to support your crack habit.
How many
if
cops...
If you could, then you wouldn't have to, you wouldn't want to, you wouldn't be motivated to hurt people to get the money.
How many cops have to die in a hail of gunfire or whatever?
How many innocent citizens? The cops get out there and they choose to do it.
Let me finish my question. I was going to say, how many cops have to die before the cops wake up and realize that this is the wrong choice, that they should stop enforcing these bad laws? Of course,
they're just as brainwashed as everybody else is, though.
Right, it just makes them angry when a cop dies, and then they get angry.
They're not thinking about it. No one thinks about this. No one even considers the idea of drugs being legal.
Law enforcement against prohibition has considered it.
Yes, but how many cops have they really reached
with
their message?
Not enough.
Not enough. I mean, if you're the vast majority of people sitting there now, this is the first time anyone's ever suggested to them that we completely legalize heroin, crack,
unless
cocaine.
They listened last week.
Unless they listened. Well, yeah, we do it all the time, but people tune in.
But yes, for the most part, people are not hearing this message. They're not hearing it from the Republicans. They're not hearing it from the Democrats.
And there's not one good argument against legalizing.
In fact, they're not even hearing it from some libertarians. Some libertarians, believe it or not,
scared of the message.
They're scared of talking about legalizing drugs because for some reason they believe it's like the third rail of politics, and you're going to be a bad man for talking about legalizing drugs. When in fact, the war on drugs has been one of the major factors encouraging the government to become more controlling over our lives. If it weren't for the war on drugs, maybe we'd be able to choose what we put in our bodies. Maybe we'd have a little more freedom to choose. Maybe if it weren't for the war on drugs, we'd have a little bit more privacy. We wouldn't have cops flying around in helicopters with thermal imaging, looking into people's homes. We wouldn't have people, and it's definite that without the war on drugs, we would not have cops kicking in people's doors at 3 in the morning, busting in, like we talked about last night on the show, to people's homes where there are children at home, shooting family dogs in cold blood as they run away from the cops. Story after story. I'm not talking about an isolated incident here, Mark. I'm talking about things that continue to occur.
Yep.
They continue to raid people's homes, kill people who are unarmed, kill family dogs. Not only do they raid the correct homes, but they also raid the wrong homes.
Sure they do.
And these people don't even get an apology.
No, they get dead dogs. Sometimes they're not even raiding the house. They're just going through the backyard.
They get dead dogs, dead family members, destroyed property, cars being pulled over on the side of the road, being searched by these police, having all of your stuff thrown out of the car. I mean, it must be hell for a pack rat. But you get you, they throw all your stuff out of the car. They tear up some of the. My friend had his carpeting torn up in his car by the police. He had the police dog scratch the paint job on the side of his vehicle. You know what they found?
Nothing.
Nothing. You know how much time they wasted? 2 hours of his time on the side of the road. It's just unacceptable. And the fact that America just sits back and lets it happen is so amazing to
me.
There
was a time when the peace officer in town worked for the people. You know, he kept peace. He made sure that the good people were taken care of and the bad people were locked away. But now we're all just, you know, at the mercy, really, of these police.
Sure you are.
You know,
and
I'll tell you what, I don't expect it to ever happen to me. I'm white. I'm respectable. My hair's cut short. I shave every day. I'm raised in a Methodist church.
Mm-hmm.
I have no belief that I'm ever going to have trouble with the law if I don't go looking for it. But it's just really wrong of me to sit here and say that the cops are holy and righteous for everything that they do because they go out and they target certain types of people. I'm sorry. And if you do, you need to rethink your position.
You know, even though you are a respectable-looking dude, you dress well during the daytime when you're out driving about.
But at night,
there is a chance.
It's all about the drag
shows. And you can believe that it's not going to happen to you. But there's still a chance that, for instance, you could get pulled over for some minor violation of speeding or not having a taillight. In fact, I know your taillight is out at the moment.
Half of it.
Yeah, they could pull you over for that. And let's just say you're having a bad day. You haven't had your cup of coffee in the morning yet. Maybe you were on your way to get your cup of coffee, and you're a little grumpy in the morning because you go out every morning to get coffee.
I do.
And you're a little grumpy, and the cop doesn't like your tone. And maybe he just doesn't take a liking to you because you're a little too grumpy in the morning. Or maybe he's having a bad day. Maybe you're having a bad day, and he's having a bad day.
That's always a bad recipe.
And maybe he's got a crack rock in his back pocket or a marijuana butt. In his back pocket, and he decides to give you a really bad day.
You know,
it could happen. He could very easily plant that those drugs in your car and say, "Well, look here, look what I found. Do I smell marijuana in this car? That's probable cause for me to search. Step out of the car, son."
Well,
you could have your day ruined, sir.
I would hope that it wouldn't happen, but he certainly could, and I'm sure that it has happened to someone somewhere along the line.
It absolutely has. 1-800-259-9231, some really bad laws being passed by Congress. We'll touch on a few of them coming up. You could take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, Hour 2 on the way.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.